This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Stanton with Walter Yerkew on this glorious Saturday, June 25th, 2022. We are red hot and rolling. Check us out, 75radio.org. That's the number, 75radio.org. Walter, how are we doing tonight?
I believe I'm doing pretty good, man. My limo driver was on time tonight. And I actually had time to stop at a Sonic and get a shake and pay for the dinner for the people behind me.
Outstanding. And, folks, if you're in the god-awful area where and you see a stretched Kia limousine, that's Mr. Yerkew in the 7-5 limousine. Anyways, we want to welcome listening tonight, Little Billy Keeler and the men and the woman from the Onondaga's New York Fire Department. And first order of business, as always, we want to remember members of the law enforcement community murdered in the line of duty. Tonight we remember Detention Officer Jeremiah Story, the Perry County, Arkansas Sheriff's Office, end of watch June 22nd, 2022. His killer is alive and in custody. And we want to remember Deputy Sheriff Austin Derek Aldridge of the Spartanburg County Sheriff's Office in Spartanburg County, South Carolina. End of watch date, June 21st, 2022. And tonight we have a special guest. It's a female. We get very few females on this show. I don't know why. Her name is Cindy Gross. She is the Jewish Patriot. She is Talk Radio's premier Jewish activist, syndicated through Real Talk Radio and the Black and White Network. She is a former award-winning teacher who is a whistleblower and exposing scandal after scandal in New York City schools that are similar to what we're seeing all over the country. Cindy, how are we doing tonight?
I'm doing very well, considering everything going on. But thank you for having me and for including me in the show.
Not a problem. But anyways, first order of business. It is a glorious day today. Yesterday was a Supreme Court decision that overturned Roe versus Wade. Now, this Supreme Court decision did not outlaw abortions, but simply turned the powers back to the states, to the 10th Amendment, saying it's up to the states to determine if they want to allow abortions or not. And you thought Jim Crow and slavery was back because people all over the country was absolutely losing their minds. The streets of the District of Columbia were actually flooded with liberals' tears, and it's just absolutely crazy. But it's, you know, to me, it's a very personal choice, and I wish they choose life. Cindy, since you're our guest on a wonderful show, your dime, your dance, what's your opinion of the whole Roe v. Wade and abortion situation that's going on in this country?
I think it just goes to show that as history, if it's told factually, once again, Donald Trump's policies were the right policies. His agenda was the right agenda. And because of what is going on with our economy, our security around the world, baby food shortages, gas problems, the thought that the president said there might be a second pandemic and now vaccinating young children, it's just the excuse that the Democrats are going to try to use, especially with suburban mothers in blue states, to try to get people to come out and vote. But I think people are smarter when they go to the supermarket and when they go to the drugstores and to gas stations. And as we get to the fall and department stores, the shortages everywhere of supplies. And who knows if by November we'll even be in World War III, the way things are going. I think that people are going to be smart enough to realize what's going on and vote wisely and not worry about tweets, but worry about their own success if they could get through the next few months.
Outstanding. Well, what's your opinion on the Roe v. Wade abortion and liberals just losing their god-awful minds?
So I blame it all. I am an education activist.
Okay.
I have one of the longest-running lawsuits in New York State Supreme Court. I have actually called that, and I had a lot of press on the fact that I exposed emails with Randy Weingarten that are racist. I will tell you that a lot of what is going on is a result of two decades of failed public school systems controlled by teachers' unions. The teachers' unions work together with Democrats and many rhinos. And you see so many young kids out there protesting. They don't even know what they're protesting about. They don't even really understand what Roe v. Wade was. They all are, you know, are just screaming and, you know, profanity everywhere. And they don't know the facts. It, to them, it's just an excuse to scream and get attention because they're so angry and miserable, and they feel they're entitled to everything. And that's because of a failed school system for the past two decades.
Right. And and Cindy, we're going to get to that in a couple of moments. Mr. Yerkew, what's your have any opinions about Roe v. Wade in our Supreme Court?
Well, you know, Roe v. Wade was in effect for what, almost 50 years, for goodness sake? And probably just about as long as Joe Biden's been a politician without anything to show for it. The thing that I don't like people telling other people what they could do and what they can't do with their own bodies. You know, within reason. I mean, you know, I'm not going to go and masturbate on a street corner. That's not going to happen. Well, not anymore anyway. But the issue with you know, the females, you know, it takes two to tango, okay? If the female chooses to get an abortion and the father of the baby doesn't want an abortion, it's always going to be sticky. It's always going to be sticky because it's, you know, not just her baby inside, it's his. You know, I believe in pro-choice. It's up to the person, and I believe, you know, the abortion laws should be more to the point of a necessity instead of just, I got laid, I got pregnant, and now I got to get rid of it.
Right. Anyways, we're coming on our first break. When we come back, just want to finish up real quick with my story, visiting Planned Parenthood. Anyways, then we're going to talk about our horrendous public education system with our guest, the Jewish patriot, Cindy Gross. Stay tuned, everybody. This is 75 Radio on the Liberty Union Radio Network.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
There has been no evidence of widespread voter fraud.
The 2020 elections were one of the most corrupt in history. See the proof for yourself.
We tracked 2,000 mules making multiple ballot drops.
2,000 mules. The shocking new movie from Dinesh D'Souza.
One mule made 53 trips to 20 drop boxes.
2,000 mules. Join the special virtual premiere and Q&A on May 7th. Get your tickets now. Available only at 2000mules.com. 2000mules.com. Sponsored by Salem Media Group.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. We are red hot and rolling the day after the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade. Thank you, President Trump. And we have a guest, Cindy Gross, the Jewess Patriot, on she's a Jewish activist syndicated through the Real Talk Radio Network, and a little bit later you can find out how to get in contact with this young lady. But anyways, before we move on to our deplorable education system, I want to talk about my visit to Planned Parenthood. Anyways, years ago, I escorted a young lady to a Planned Parenthood clinic. I'm not going to say who she was or what relationship she was or anything like that or what the circumstances were to protect her identity, but I took her. I walk in. The receptionist was behind bullet-resistant glass like you see at a liquor store in the ghetto. And so then the mother was brought to the back. Fathers are not allowed to go in the back of the clinic where they do the business. The young lady was there for a consultation, whatever you. So I'm sitting in this horrible-looking waiting room. They had a couple of pamphlets about safe sex, a fishbowl of condoms, and that's about it. Some old magazines. So anyways, if I was a father, I couldn't even go back there. So anyways, as I'm sitting there, I just felt the presence of evil. Now, I've been in some really dark places with really dark characters, and I never felt something like this. I don't know if it was my Catholic guilt or what have you, but I just felt I shouldn't be there and nobody else should be there. But anyways, the mother came out of the consultation and we left. And after some long and hard conversations between the mother and the father, the little lady gave birth to a beautiful baby boy, and the parents could not be happier. But anyways, Planned Parenthood is nothing but an abortion mill. They do not want mothers to give birth because it puts money in their pocket. And also, if you try Googling the inside of a Planned Parenthood clinic, you don't see very many pictures. And now today, Planned Parenthood gives hormone therapy and puberty blockers so people cannot develop into adults or make babies. These people at Planned Parenthood are just absolutely just sick and disgusting. But anyways, moving on to sick and disgusting, Cindy, we brought you on board for our public school systems. Unfortunately, I still have kids in public schools. We had Cal Thomas on as a guest, and he told me point blank, get your kids out of public schools, get them into private schools. And I said, currently, I'm not able to afford to put my kids in public schools. Cindy, just give us what's going on in the public school system. The floor is yours.
Well, I'm going to use what happened in Texas as a perfect example. Teachers are mandated reporters. They are required by law and their contracts to report and complete full investigations with the help of the school designees on students that have issues of violence, bullying, that is connected to suspected abuse and or neglect from the home, because a lot of it is tied to the home. And most teachers know about troubled students because these students travel from kindergarten to first to second. And it goes on and on and on. And we learned that also in Parkland. in Florida with the mass shooting there. And you even see it in the everything that's going on with the robberies and the stealings and every single day what's going on in the headlines, whether it's Chicago or Baltimore or New York or Illinois, with crime. And they know that they could get away with it because they've been getting away with it since they're 5 years old. So the schools have a responsibility, and they're not fulfilling it, and they're actually breaking not only their contracts, but state and federal laws. Hmm. And safety is a big issue. And it ties into the way these rioters are fighting, you know, the what happened with the courts and, you know, the Supreme Court announcements. And, I mean, it's very surprising to me. I'm glad to see at least there hasn't been any major violence. But I do know, I just got, right before we went on air, some text messages from people about riots and rallies that are being organized for this week and for next week. I'm in New York. We have our gubernatorial primary on Tuesday. So people are trying to make this a big issue. And, of course, violence will be a part of this. Another thing about our schools, you talk about just the public schools, you have to be careful with the private schools as well, because teachers are trained in the private schools the same way they're trained from public schools. There is a huge distortion of facts with a lot of bias and prejudice in our classrooms. We're finding this out. And, of course, in this administration, parents are considered domestic terrorists. And teachers, it's just easier to look the other way and take their salaries rather than fight and be a whistleblower like I was. I was protected by whistleblower protection laws, and despite that, I was retaliated against, and I was terminated in one of the longest termination hearings after I filed suit, which means it was a retaliation. And within the transcripts of my termination hearing, the people who are a representative from the schools had no problem making up documents, submitting as evidence, perjuring themselves, hiding evidence, intimidating witnesses, you name it, it goes on. And if it happened to me, it happens to other people in all of these schools.
Right. What school system was this, if you might, don't mind sharing?
The New York City Department of Education. Queens District 29, one of the most noted schools, with headlines of a superintendent who was arrested for sexual harassment of staff, multiple local assembly and state representatives who were tied to the school arrested, a nonprofit organization within the school, the leader of it was arrested for embezzlement of the funds, a principal who was arrested for taking money from the housing authority, an assistant principal who was at another school, the direct supervisor of a teacher who was found guilty of sexually molesting seven-year-old girls and was sentenced to multiple years in jail. This is what goes on. And this is in a middle-class area of minority students. And, you know, we see the Hispanic community is waking up. Black men are breaking records switching over to the Republican Party because they see what's going on. A record number of Republican black men are running for office on local and state levels. I tell people now, as you're going to the polls for local elections and special elections, look up carefully who is on the ballot for judges. Because a lot of times those people, those are deals made with both parties to retain jobs for family and friends and people that donate. That should not be. That's why we have the problem we have on the Supreme Court level, because it starts on the local level, but no one pays attention to it. Pay attention with your assemblymen, your local state senators, your local legislators, councilmen. Many of these people rise up to Congress and Senate. And we want a new party. The new voter, the Donald Trump voter, who voted with his policies and came out and will be coming out, want change. They do not want the status quo.
Wow. That's very, very well said. Walt, you got any questions for our guest before we go into our next break?
No, just a comment or two. You know, the school system, you know, has changed since I was in it 50 years ago. And, you know, back then, you know, there wasn't cell phones, there wasn't emails, you know, there wasn't all this electronic communication and things like that. But, my teachers always got in touch with my folks, you know, to tell them that I was, you know, doing whatever in school, you know, whether I was being a pain in the ass or I was cutting school or cutting classes or, you know, things like that. These days, it, you know, when my son went through the school system down here in Southern Tennessee, I got nothing. No emails, no texts, you know, nothing.
I don't know what's going on in your school system. I will tell you, teachers are told not, you see, there's another issue. Monies, federal monies, state monies go to schools that have quote unquote good evaluations. So if there's issues of safety reports and students in detention and parent contacts about behaviors, this all goes on record with paper trails and they lose their money. And the teachers' unions don't encourage it because the teachers mm-hmm. lose jobs. So it's all tied together.
And then I would go down to the school to find out what the hell they were celebrating. And I was treated like I was the enemy.
Right. Anyways, folks, hold that thought. We're halfway through the show. Stay tuned, everybody. Come right back.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Biden will be in Europe starting this weekend for meetings with the G7 nations and NATO allies. Two-fold mission on his hands, finding ways to lower food and gas prices while keeping allies unified against Russia and its invasion of Ukraine. Before he left, he signed the Safer Communities Act, which addresses gun violence in the wake of several mass shootings within the last month. Most of the $13 billion in the law going to mental health, but it also enhances background checks for those under 21 and closes what's known as the boyfriend loophole. The president also weighed in some more regarding the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe versus Wade.
My administration is going to focus on how they administer it and whether or not they violate other laws, like deciding to not allow people to cross state lines to get public health services.
He adds his administration will take steps to protect women's health. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175. 8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza going on right now at MyPillow.com.
At least two people are dead and 10 others injured in a shooting at a nightclub in Oslo, Norway. Investigators identified the suspect as a 42-year-old Norwegian citizen from Iran. The Norwegian Police Security Service first became aware of the suspect in 2015. They became concerned that he had become radicalized and was part of an unspecified Islamist network. The incident prompted officials to raise the country's terror alert. Organizers canceled a pride parade that was scheduled. Seven women who claimed that Ghislaine Maxwell helped Jeffrey Epstein steal the innocence of their youth and more are asking a judge to consider their pain as she decides Maxwell's punishment. Maxwell faces 30 years in prison for her sex trafficking conviction from back in December. Stocks rallied on Friday, giving the S&P 500 its best day in 2 years. Overall, for the week, Wall Street knocked only its second win in the last 12 weeks. The Dow finished 1,612 points higher. The Nasdaq added 809 points. You are listening to USA Radio News.
you're still listening, here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. This is 7-5 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network. We're joining the conversation off air with our guest, Cindy Gross, the Jewess Patriot. Cindy, how can people get in contact with you, follow you, things of that nature?
First of all, I'm the chair of Jewish Vote GOP, we actually are a grassroots group of volunteers to help educate, get volunteers, get votes, and get direct donations to candidates on local, state, and national levels, as well as discuss the issues that are important to America First Patriots. So I am on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn directly, and plus my show, The Jewess Patriot, can be heard through iHeartRadio, Spotify, every major outlet, Apple, Google, Deezer, through the Black and White Radio Network, Real Talk Radio, Jewish podcast out of Israel, and I write weekly columns for Israel National News and Reactionary Times.
Wow.
You know, Cindy, your accent brings back a lot of memories, because I haven't lived in New York City in close to 35 years. So your accent brings back a lot of memories. One in particular, I hope you don't get offended by it. One in particular is when Brent Dresser asked John Travolta in Saturday Night Fever, he's good on that dance floor, he's your arm bent.
I remember Fran Drescher, yes.
I'm the nanny of education. yeah, you are.
Hey, anyways, going back to 30 and 40 plus years, what's your handle on Twitter and Facebook? They look up your name,
Gross,
or
just look up Cindy Gross, Grosz. If you Google me, you'll see so much. I ran for Congress in 2020. I was a Jewish advisor on the National Diversity Coalition for Trump. So I'm out there. You could find me, and people know how to reach me directly through all the major social media outlets.
Right. Outstanding. Anyways, those looking for me, I'm still missing in action because I owe a lot of people a lot of money. But anyways, on that note, Cindy, how did our public school boards go from concerned parents with kids in the schools to radical leftist childless lesbians that just putting everything to,
well,
you know what?
It wasn't like that. First of all, our change in our lifestyles have changed schools and PTAs, et cetera. Whereas if you look at how many people actually vote, and, you know, they only talk about parents. This is a taxpayer situation. People with no students in schools pay taxes, as well as the parent with 10 kids in school. So if you stop looking at it as a parent only in the school and realize your tax dollars, whether or not you are a progressive, independent, or a conservative, you're all paying the same thing through where you live, your federal and state taxes and your local taxes. So it's really everybody's pocketbook that's paying for this. And what you need to do, first of all, you have the right. You go to the schools, you do walk around, learn who the staffs are, go there at lunchtime, go there at dismissals, go to PTA meetings. A lot of times school activities are combined with community events. Go to school boards. Also, demand to see curriculum. One of you is out of Tennessee, one of the best, who I've been working with now for almost a decade, is Lori Cardoza-Moore of Proclaiming Justice to the Nations. We have started in 2015, I actually helped the New York write legislation about curriculum oversight. Find out how your teachers are being trained. There was a situation yet in 2005 where the teachers' unions paid for teachers' professional development that taught, as a Jew, I was absolutely humiliated. They were teaching how Jews own all the businesses and media. And that's why we have to treat them differently. And this was taught to teachers 2 decades ago.
Right. Now,
so, I mean, you got to learn every single aspect. Where are they taking students on student trips? What kind of assignments are being handed out? And you learn so much about that. And you don't do anything alone. If you think this way, chances are both of your neighbors on each side of your home feel the same way you do. And everybody is concerned about safety, and it's a very big issue with all the schools. So you combine the curriculum, you combine the safety, and you work together.
Right. And one good thing about COVID, I'll say, is that with the kids learning at home through virtual learning, I was able to see what my kids were up to, and I was getting very comfortable with the leadership at my kids' school, and I know they hated why I started calling or sent an email. But anyways, next question. Cindy, do you think the teachers' union and the school boards are working together to just ruin our schools?
Absolutely. I'll give you a perfect example. It just happened in New York. We just had school board elections last month. I guess groups like Moms for Liberty and grassroots Republican groups went and tried to put in their own. And this is on Long Island, which really flipped last year and is considered very red in New York. And the teachers' unions spent all their money and efforts. And they, don't forget, they have automatic manpower and volunteers there, and they were able to win their school boards despite all the opposition from the right. And you have to realize, Randy Weingarten, best buddies with the Clintons, best buddies with the Obamas, best buddies in the Biden administration, called out Trump. Her main thing was calling out Trump before, during, and after he was elected. One of the best things President Trump did in 2015 when he was a candidate was he discussed eliminating or diminishing the Federal Department of Education. No one took it seriously, I guess, and Betsy DeVos wasn't a real fan of him. We found out later on. So if he should be the 47th president, I'm quite sure this is going to be one of the top issues on the agenda for change, regardless of whether it's him or DeSantis or Pompeo. Whoever comes into office next is going to change the Department of Education.
Let's hope so. But, Cindy, we're talking off air. Property values are tied into the quality of schools. But don't these school board members realize when it's time to sell their property, people are not going to rush in to move to a town with a crappy school system?
You know what? If they have the majority, and if they, you know, as long as you have to realize in most of these areas, these are volunteer jobs, and very few people take interest in school boards. Even as much as you hear now because of what happened in Loudoun County in Virginia and other places, overall local elections do not get people out to vote. We just had last week a local election in my neighborhood where there were 7,000 potential voters. 238 people came out. We have early voting now for our primary for governor. It is the lowest turnout ever. People are frustrated and angry, and instead of acting on it, they're walking away from their responsibilities.
Right. So what can we do to get these people motivated to say, now save the school, save the neighborhood, save the cities, because just other than just rent the U-Haul and move out of town?
First of all, they could reach out to people like me and other grassroots leaders. We could actually, I mean, I have connections in all 50 states. We could connect you with people who are like-minded like you. No one wants to be alone. So connecting you with people that you could work together with is the first thing of a kind of a self-esteem, and it gets you motivated to work. And, of course, there's a lot of education and research you have to do. And it takes time and effort, but you have to make it a priority, just like you make going to dinner and going to the gym a priority. You have to make learning about what's going on in your schools a priority. And, of course, you know that you always have the option of homeschooling, which a lot of parents are opting into, and looking for physical education and trade schools as alternatives for their children for social exposure because they're not happy with the social exposure they're getting in the private and public schools.
Wow. Outstanding. Walt, any comments, questions, or concern about the going back to school?
I think Cindy, I think she's covering quite a bit. You know, the past 6 months have been enlightening, you know, with all these videos on Facebook and, you know, wherever, with parents, you know, going to these meetings and voicing their opinions. So, you know, you need the community to get involved. 200 out of 7,000
right.
people voting is ridiculous.
Right. So hold that thought, Walt. We'll be coming right back. Last segment on 75 Radio. Stay tuned, everybody.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by six corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
This is 75 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
And we are back once again. This is the fastest hour of radio. We are still on the horn with our wonderful guest and Cindy Gross. But anyways, Cindy had a run-in with one of the hosting staff here at 75 Radio. Cindy, who did you meet with earlier this week?
I didn't meet with him, but it was the anniversary. Last June 23rd, I held a press conference at the school that I'm suing because, as it turned out, the minority parents in the school a decade later are ready to sue the school because they're questioning what's going on in the school. So I had contacted at that point some people that were running for office in New York, and Andrew Giuliani graciously came to the press conference along with one of the people running for mayor at that time, and Andrew is running for governor in the primary for this Tuesday, along with Lee Zeldin and Rob Astorino and Harry Wilson. But Andrew is no longer that little boy you remember next to his father. He has been working diligently, meeting voters from all over the state, talking to them on issue after issue. And Andrew is very concerned about the safety of this state, the school system, law enforcement, the vaccine mandates, the economy, uniting people. So he's been working very hard at it. And any of our Republican gubernatorial choices is better than any of the Democrats that are running on their side.
Right. But anyways, Andrew is also a guest host here on 75 Radio. I'm not kidding, folks. If you go on the website, 75radio.org, you'll see a small picture of Andrew Giuliani. And if Andrew Giuliani does win the governorship, which God willing he does, guess what? He still has work to do here at 75 Radio. We don't allow people to sit around and do nothing, and we don't care who you are. We put you to work, folks.
And he'll do it. So, Andrew works morning, noon, and night. He will do it. He is his father's son in that respect, because no one works harder than Rudy Giuliani.
Right. And talking to Andrew, because he was on the show many times before. That's why he's got a guest host gig here on 75 Radio. He was on last week hosting. He only could do it for 30 minutes. He was in a car going back to Manhattan to drive through the Catskill Pride on the thruway, and he was in Buffalo that day. Now, anybody that travels that knows New York State, Buffalo to Manhattan is a haul. And he probably got up at 0:30, and he's hosting the show like nobody's business. And, you know, I'm sitting in the car hosting the show, doing much of nothing, and I still stink. But anyways, that's how hard he works for us. God only knows what he'll do for the state of New York. But anyway, Cindy, I live in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Thank God we have a new governor. His name is Glenn Youngkin. He's really kicking ass and taking names. What can he do to get the garbage that's running the school system? Because I know he's talking about opening charter schools. Will charter schools help parents like me in the Commonwealth?
Any kind of school system works with parent involvement. You know what we don't talk about in our country because Democrats fear votes? It's called parent accountability. Countries around the world that are successful in education have contracts with their parents and their students and their teachers. It's like the triangle. Teachers, students, parents. When students are out, it's the parents' responsibility to make sure the work is made up. It's the parents' responsibility to keep in touch on a regular basis with the school and know what's going on. In our system, regardless of where you live in this country, there is no respect for administration, and safety is like a joke. Kids can get away with hitting and spitting and cursing at authority in schools. That doesn't go on in successful school systems. So the thing most important is keeping in touch with your local officials who are on the level and then going as high as your governor's office and your mayor's office and your Senate office, because it's all about tax. You put them in office. It's your tax dollars that are paying their salaries and giving them their prestige and perks. So you get together with your friends and do it as a group. And they'll take you seriously. Go look at every textbook in the schools. Go look at who's teaching. Find out their records so that you don't have a scandal with a teacher involved in an inappropriate action with a student or cheating scandal, social promotion. And keep people who are local elected officials and your school boards. Luckily, we do have paper trails today. Keep everything in emails. Letters to the editor in your local newspapers, podcasts like yours. It's very important. There are so many outlets you can be heard, and you're not alone. Start a group, and things will get done that way.
Outstanding. And Cindy, in terms of teacher accountability, if that student in Loudoun County did what he did to one of my daughters, police would be coming to my house for a totally different reason, but we'll leave it at that. But anyways, we got a couple minutes left. Mr. Yerku, like as always, I'm always hogging the air. Any questions, comments, or concern, or you want to talk about the Saturday Night Fever Legion suit you still have in the closet?
No, I didn't. Good guys don't wear white. No, I just want to thank Cindy for coming on and giving us her insight and her opinion, her experience going on in the school systems itself. That's very, very, very informative and very important for people to step up and learn about it. Be aware of it. You don't have to understand it. Just be aware of it.
And they can all reach out to me, and I will help any parent, any student. Students are frustrated. They need somebody to lean on. They can't go to someone locally, or they want to talk confidentially. Reach out to me. Reach out to, you know, parents, grandparents, guardians, foster parents. We're all in this together. It's all our tax dollars.
Right. Cindy, tell everybody how they get in contact with you, social media, website, anything, any of that business.
I'm syndicated throughout the country. The Jewess Patriot, downloaded through iHeart, iTunes, Spotify, Apple and Google Podcast. You could read my articles on Israel National News. I'm on all the major social media. And you can reach out to me from JewishVoteCounts@gmail.com. And, of course, I am the chair of Jewish Vote GOP, and we've been working round the clock across the country with candidates to make sure that we take over the House, the Senate, state houses, state legislators, and make sure people know that there is a red revival in 50 states, because we cannot settle on one or two victories. We need every single one of them. Our entire country is at stake now.
Right. And speaking of 50 red states, I know New York is blue as blue can be. What does it look like for the Republican candidates, either Andy or Mr. Zeldin, with the that awful Kathy Hochul up in Albany?
I will tell you, I know on a state level, as far as congressional seats, because we had several lawsuits successful, we are going to pick up a couple of seats in Congress that are red. I'm on Long Island. Long Island is going to be really, from what we are predicting, totally red. Our assembly seats, our state senate seats, parts of Queens have now changed, parts of Brooklyn, the minorities, the Asian communities, the Hispanic communities, parts of the Black communities, parts of the Jewish communities are now voting red. They will not vote blue. Even, you know, Kathy Hochul, as much as it seems to be that it does, there are so many within her party unhappy. There's so much confusion. So right now, it's anyone's guess what will happen. If gas prices go up to $7, $8 a gallon and you can't get baby food and there's no chicken in the butcher and you can't get popcorn and olive oil and all the things that they're predicting, then people are going to vote with their pocketbooks and what they get to survive.
Yeah,
they don't care about
that,
who the candidate is. They're just voting red.
Right. And you know what? And we had, personally, I have many, many issues with the Republican Party as a whole. John McCain did it for me back in 2007. So, you know, and it's most Americans are looking for a party because being here in Washington, D.C., it's run like organized crime. You know, just because they have a D
it's
or an
like
R
that everywhere.
Name.
It's like that everywhere. Right. Every single GOP is complaining about it. And people are stepping up to the plate. I'm working right now on a congressional primary on Long Island against Andrew Garbarino. His name is Mike Rakebrandt. He is a veteran. He is a NYPD detective. Andrew Garbarino voted time and time again with the Democrats. He voted for the January 6th hearings. He voted for infrastructure. And the people in his district are all pro-Trump, and they are not going to vote in a rhino. And this is happening throughout the country. That's another thing. If you want to have success in your education systems, if you want to have success in your judicial systems, you have to find out who your local county leadership is in your GOP. Find out who your committee members are and their volunteers. Who are the sanitation people they pick? Because it's all tied together. And if you find that there is some kind of connection and there's nepotism for jobs, then you know that it's you know, a party and a team that's not working with your needs. And a lot of people are getting voted out who are tied to it.
Okay, on that note, Cindy, we came to the end of the road. But anyways, for Walter Yerke, this is Peter Scoop Stanton reminding you, If you live in New York, you have family live in New York, and you're Republican, vote Tuesday. We support Andrew Giuliani because, frankly, he's a best candidate and he's a guest host here on the show. Cindy, I cannot thank you enough for coming aboard. And Walter, you have a good week. Everybody else, remember, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. See you next week.
This is James Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.